there's a Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of the parsha. Medrash Rabbah says like this: Zeis chukas atayr is going on. Zeshe Omar Hakosuv. Mi yitein tohor mitome. Who could take out a tohor, something pure, mitome, from something impure? Lo echad, only chudeshala, only the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Kigain. What's the examples that the Medrash gives of mi yitzi? This question: mi yitzi tome, tohor mitome, tohor mitome. Avram miterach. Okay. Terach was the Eved Aved Azara. Avram came out of there. Chizkiyahu me'ochos, who's a Rasha, Tzadik comes out of Rasha. Yeshiyahu me'amoin. Mordechai mishimi. Yisrael me'ovdei koichovim. And last but not least, ha'olam habo me'olam hazeh. Ha'olam habo me'olam hazeh. Mi also came. Who could do such a thing? But that's this loy echod. Chazal darsh mi also kein loy yichidoy shel oylam. It's only the Rabbeinu shel oylam could pull off such a thing. Tamon tanin, and there they also learned a different nusach. Baheres begodim baadam tome parcha bekuloy tar. If you have a baheres in part, it's tome, and if it's in the whole beged or the person, it's tar. Makes no, how could it has something that has no understanding? If it's metame, so then if it's metame the whole thing, why shouldn't it? Me also kain. Who could possibly do such a thing? Me also kain. Mitziva kain. It's Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Chuka chakakti gzeira gozarti yata rashoi lavar al gzeiras. That's what it has to do with tuma tyra. All these things. Chayk gzeira. It's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted. So this Medrash is saying that it equates something that defies the understanding, like a nega that's poshat bekula is Torah. Why should it be? It equates that with Avram coming out of Terach, Hatzadik coming out of Erosha, Olam Haba coming as a result of Eden, of people being in Olam Hazeh. All of these things. What do they all have in common? It all defies the seichel. It doesn't make sense how that could come from that, right? An orange doesn't come from an apple, right? Olam Hazeh is a physical thing. Olam Haba is a ruchniyazdika thing. How does a ruchniyazdika thing come as a poel yaitzei of a gashmiyazdika thing? How does a tohar come as a poel yaitzei of a tamid? Right? Or in Tumah V'Tayra itself. And Bichlal, this whole idea of Tumah V'Tayra, that a nega is tamid, and if it's pashat, the whole thing, it's not. This whole thing defies seichel. What does that mean? It defies seichel. So it all, what's the point of the Medrash? What's it teaching you? It's teaching you all of these things. If these dinim could only be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivu. That's all only because of Yechidah Shalom. Who could have done such a thing? All these things around that defy the understanding. You see, Avram came from Terach. Ruchnias comes from Gashmias. How could there be such a thing? Right? It has to be. It's like a proof of God. It has to be. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yechidah Shalom did it. That's what this Chazal is teaching up. The biggest pella where you see that, another interesting place, is the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram and Arachayim Simen Tov Tzadik Dalet. So the Mogen Avram explains, he's talking there, he's giving a tam, one at a time they give, why we eat milchiks on Pesach, on Shavuos. Why we eat milchiks on Shavuos. Zok the Mogen Avram, umotzasi kosu, Motzasi kosuv de isa bezoyar sheoison zayin shavuos shehoyul Yisrael. Those 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, hoyul Yisrael shiva nekiim dugmas isha hamitaheres minidosa. It's like the time of tara of an isha who's mitaheres minidosa. V'yodua carries on the Mogen Avraham. V'yodua shedam nechar. The dam becomes spoiled, changes, gets ruined, whatever it is. V'nase cholov, and from that comes cholov. That cholom comes from that tumah, the kedam, comes cholov. So that's the same process. From dam, which is tomei, came tohar, which is cholov. Right? Came tohar, which is cholov. That's what he said. That's
Dam nechar v'nasa cholov v'hainu. This is all among Avram b'mshem Azayir. V'hainu midin l'rachman.
Midin l'rachman.
It changes the same. It just it evolves. It develops into that.
So what's the milchik san shavuos? The milchik san shavuos is that from the dam, it went through Klal Yisrael went through a purification process in the 7 weeks of Sfira. Klal Yisrael went through a purification process of having come out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim and being in the Tumah of going more and more and more being this Aleh out of that, and it gets to a purity, a total white as a seven pure, and Cholov is Tahar. It gets to Tahara, which is the Cholov. That's from Dam to Cholov, Tahar, Tamei to Tahar. That's the Cholov on Shavuos. That Tahara that they attained from Shavuos. So what's the insight of that thing? That they went from Tumah to Tahara in those 7 weeks, from Dam Nechar, it's the equivalent of Dam Nechar, right? Dam Nechar v'nase Cholov. Right? Cholov, how does Cholov come off from that? How could that possibly be? Same thing. What is that coming to teach you? You see, it's the yad of the Borei Olam. These are all haychachas that of Hashgacha. It's haychachas of the Eibishter. Otherwise it couldn't be such a thing. You see that in a few places, Be'etzim. You see that in a few places. You see that in a lot of things. Where did David HaMelech come from? Rus HaMoavia, right? It's also interesting that that's how Klal Yisrael, right? That's how Klal Yisrael would happen. That's how Klal Yisrael would come about. It's also gives you another way to understand the Maschil Begnus and Messiah and Beshvach that you have in Leila Seder also. What do we say in the Haggad Alpi the Mishnah and Arvid Psachim? Mitchila Oivde Avoyde Zoro Hayu Avoyseinu. And then now, Kirvanu Hamakar. That has to be, if they were Oivde Avoyde Zoro and now they became Mekuravim Bonim to the Eivishter, it has to be Kirvanu Hamakar, right? Those are all Eichachas and then Yad to the Yad Hashem. It's all Eichachas that the Eivishter is running to the show over here. That the right Bnei Shalom is the Beirei Ha'ilam and the Mashgiach Hashgacha Protis on the Eilam. And that is what Chazal also say is Eilam Hazeh and Eilam Habah. Eilam Hazeh is a physical place. Eilam Hazeh is a physical place. You do things in the physical place, and with that you zeiche for the physical things that you did. You zeiche to Eilam Habah, which is Ruchnius. How does one come from the other? How does one come from the other? Also, only because it's all the Rabbi Nishalem. It's based on an emunah. It's based on an emunah. Everything is the Rabbi Nishalem. Wherever you look at these things and you push it, see the Rabbi Nishalem. Otherwise, how could it be? That's the overall way of understanding it. Simple. But there's a Gevis Aymik to it that has a different hasbid that's a bit more Yesodistic. Based as Fasemis and tougher Islamic base. Till now we're saying, how could it be? You're right. How could it be that the physical turns into the ruchni? How could it be that the tummy turns into the tar? Right. So that's because we're looking at it in physical eyes, right? I look at Eilam Hazeh. Let's talk about Eilam Hazeh l'moshel, but everything's like that. I look at Eilam Hazeh. I see a physical world, right? If I see a physical world, how does a physical world evolve into a ruchniistic world, right? But I'm not looking at this world properly. If I look at this world properly, hidden in this world, ne'lam in this world, in this oilam, is the Ratzon Hashem. Everything's Ratzon Hashem. The same Ratzon Hashem that's up there is down here, just discovered. Right? So what's the taich, the deep understanding of Avad Tzaychach, it's the Rabbi Nishal Oilam doing it. But what does it mean, the Rabbi Nishal Oilam? Not that the Rabbi Nishal Oilam is changing a table into something spiritual. Anything that you have over here is only here because of Ratzon Hashem, which is Ruchni, right? Everything, the Shoyrish of the Kiyum of everything, of every aspect of the world, is the Ruchni is the aspect, the Ratzon Hashem. So it looks to us to be something that is a stira. The Oymek is, it's not, it's a stira, but the only, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is the one who could pull it off. It's not that. It's not a stira b'chlal, because the Gashmi is really not Gashmi. The Gashmi has a Ratzon Hashem under it. It's all based on a Ratzon Hashem.
That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, there's mitzvah. There's a shayrish of Kedusha in the world. The Rebbeinu wants Kedusha. The Rebbeinu gave all the efsharuyot that it should look otherwise to have Bechira. But Be'etzim, what is it? Be'etzim, it's a neshama that should be davuk, in a, to be malah the guf and the ruchnias. It's ruchnias. The world is for ruchnias. That's what's going on over there. That's why it's not a pella. It's not that it's a kasha, but only the Rebbeinu Shalom could pull it off. Yeah, not only the Rebbeinu Shalom could pull it off. Right, because it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. The tumma is not really when tumma turns into tyra, and tumma is tumma because the Ratzon Hashem is that it should be tumma. If the Ratzon Hashem is today is that it should be tumma, and the Ratzon Hashem that tomorrow is that it should be tor, is there a problem with that? There's no problem with that. That's the Ratzon Hashem. Everything's Ratzon Hashem. It's not tumma. How could tumma? It's magic that the tumma could turn into tyra. That it's magic that the dam could turn into cholov. It's not magic that the dam turns into cholov. It's not magic that Olam Hazeh you get to Olam Haba. It's understand Olam Hazeh properly. Understand what tumma is properly. Understand that everything is Ratzon Hashem. So what's the kasha? So what's the kasha? This tumma, something that if there's one part of the nega, that it's a part of a beged or a person is tummy. If it's pashat bekulay, so it's tahar, right? Defies the seichel, right? Why does it defy the seichel? Because you're trying to understand it as a seichelistic thing. Because you're trying to understand that it's a physical thing. As a physical thing, does it make sense to you? Does it make sense to you that if a guy has a rash on his hand, he's sick, and if he has a rash all over his body, he's healthy? Does that make sense to you in physical terms? Doesn't make sense. The Teretz is, that's if you're looking at the rash as an end in itself. If you're looking, it's Ratzon Hashem is that this should be. Whatever the Ratzon Hashem is, the Ratzon Hashem. And why do you think a person is sick when he has a rash? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that's what should be. Did it have to be? Is there any arbitrary reason why it was Mukhrach Mineyu Bey that it had to be like that? If you say, yeah, you're a kaifer, right? If you say, yeah, you're a kaifer, everything is only the way it is and the way it appears with everything that you think you understand about it, all because there's a Ratzon Hashem. So once you get to that idea and you understand that the underlying thing is every Ratzon Hashem, it's not the touch, only the Rebbeinu Shalom could pull off the steer, the seeming steer. It's true, it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not only could pull off the steer, if you look, everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom and there is no steer. That's what the Shairish of it is. That's what the Shairish of the Medrash is. So that's the Yisod of this Medrash and the Yisod of this Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. This whole thing is that the idea is everything is bottled to Ratzon Hashem. If it's bottled to Ratzon Hashem, there's no kashas. You know, if you don't, if you're not a mamin, there's no terutzin, right? If you are a mamin and if you understand that everything is the Ratzon Hashem, there's no kashas. That's right. If you're not a mammon, there's no terutzim. If you are a mammon, there's no kashas. There's no kashas. The first has to be mizbatal to the Ratzon Hashem to understand that everything is Ratzon Hashem. We'll talk about it in two different places. One happened to be Sfasemeses, but one of them has a big shayrish and halacha. Omlam maybe a machwekis v'shainim. All in this week's parsha. It's a recurring idea in this week's parsha. Zayis ha-Torah Adam ki yamus ba'oil. Famous Chazal ein divrei Torah miskaimim elamisha meimis atzmai aleh. First of all, pshat. It doesn't say you're not only kind of divrei Torah. You can only learn Torah if you're meimis atzma. You can learn Torah if you're not meimis atzma. The lashon of Chazal is ein divrei Torah miskaimim. Miskaimim means they only last. They only stay. They only can remain. What does that mean? The klei kibul for Torah. The klei kibul for Torah is his batlus to the Rebbe. I'll show you lashon as Masamis in a second. But the klei kibul for Torah is a hisbatlus to the Ratzon Hashem. That you don't occupy any makom. It's all the Eibishter giving it to you. That's the kli to be machzik Torah, to hold Torah. The Torah should be niskayim and last in a permanent way and become an integral part of the person. That has to be a person who's nisbatl to Ratzon Hashem. There's no ego involved. It's all Ratzon nisbatl to Ratzon Hashem. Ein divrei Torah miskayimim. Anybody who holds it, I'm be'etzem nothing. That's when it's ein divrei Torah miskayimim. Otherwise, you could be learning. You could say great svaras, but it's the same thing. It's like you're taking something and pouring it into a kli with no bottom, right? So it's in one end and out the other. Right? It's in one end and out the other. What do you have from it? Did the mensch have anything? Does the person become nishtana? person is meant to be nishtana from Torah. It's nivla in you, and it becomes a part of you. That's that it's niskayim in you. Niskayim is only by Misha B'Tav. That's what the emphasis on Ein Divrei Torah niskayim. Just ivritach. Zokta Svasemis, the Svasemis poses a problem, which really isn't a problem, but it's a good way of bringing it out. So here one would seem to think that the way to go is Meimis Atzma, right? Meimis Atzma, be Meisur Nefesh, give your life up for it. I'm willing to give up everything for it, nothing. There's no union of me to live, just I'm bought. On the other hand, V'chaibe. On the other hand, there's yet an union to V'chaibe. Right? How do you reconcile the two? That's Pasha. I don't know why it has to be in a Kasha form. I don't understand the Kasha so much. The Teretz is Pasha. He says the following Nusach. This Tofresh Lamedalet. The Af Dichsiv V'chai Behem, even though it says V'chai Behem, Rak Mitzad Ha'odom Yiyeh Muchan L'Mesiris Nefesh, Mitzad the Mensch he should be Muchan L'Mesiris Nefesh, Rak Mitzad Ma'amora Yizbarach V'chai Behem. The Taich of the two is very simple. Mitzad the person, you are nisbatel. Everything is Ratzon Hashem. The Eibishter wants me to be alive, fine. The Eibishter puts me in a matzah where I have to be Meisur Nefesh, so I'll be Meisur Nefesh. I'm only here to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that I should be here, wonderful. The Ratzon Hashem is that I shouldn't be here, wonderful. Whatever it is what it is. Okay, so where's the V'chai Behem come from? The Ratzon Hashem is V'chai Behem. So there is an appreciation of V'chai Behem, but where does that come from? Because that's the Ratzon Hashem. It's not I am me, and therefore I have a right to live, right? I have a right to live. And now, if you come and you're giving me these mitzvahs which make it difficult, or a goy is coming with my son nefesh, he's infringing on my right to live. Yeah, what right does he have to infringe on my rights? You got it backwards. I don't have an inherent right. I have one right here. I'm here for one reason, to be mizbatel to the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is there an inyan where there is a v'chai behem of pikuach nefesh? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam said v'chai behem. Because there's a Ratzon of v'chai behem. Now he goes on and says something over here, which l'maisa, I'll show you mefurisha rishonim that say this, and it has halachic aspects. He says, "Da'afdich si v'chai behem rak mitzad ha'odom yiyeh muchan l'mesiras nefesh, rak mitzad ma'amoro yizbarach v'chai behem." Lochein, the gimel averes gili arayah shvichas domim, and the gili arayah avedazorim shvichas domim, the gimel dvorim gili arayah shvichas domim avedazora tzorach ha'odom liyeh muchan l'mesiras nefesh. What's he saying here? Be'etzem, you have to be muchan l'mesiras nefesh for everything. Just the Ribbono Shel Olam said, V'chaibe, right? You, Mitzad, you are willing to, but the Eibishter said V'chaibe. So now, what's the nafkamina? Where he said V'chaibe, he said V'chaibe. Where he didn't say V'chaibe, he didn't say V'chaibe. In the Gimel Averis, that he didn't say V'chaibe, then you're Mechuyev Lihorig. Why? Because you're Mechuyev, Meimis Atzma. Mitzidcha, you're only here to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. If the Ribbono Shel Olam says you have to do mitzvahs, you have to do mitzvahs. The fact that the guy's going to kill you is not a patur. Bet. Just the Ribbono Shel Olam said v'chai b'hem. So where he said in the Gimel Averis where he didn't, that's why you died. Now that thing is mefurish harishay. There's limudim. I'm sure you've learned the sugya. It's in various places. There's limudim for the Gimel Averis that's Yehorog Val Yavar. Right? Pasuk by Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Domim is a Svara, my Chazis, the Domim Didei Samach Tvei, whatever, the Svaras, and Gili Arayis is a Hekish to Shvichas Domim. There's Limudim. So the question is, how does it go? What comes first? So Rashi Shita, if you look without going into Rashi, Psachim, Rashi in all places, like there's a Svara of my Chazis. Like, why is your blood better than the other guy? If the guy says kill you or kill this guy, or you're going to be killed, they say you're better than him. So Rashi in every place explains that this svara is coming to tell you that's a svara why v'chai behem wasn't said here. Now you're creating the din of Yehorek Val Yavar by Shvichas Dam, right? So it's not enough to tell me why v'chai behem wasn't said. You have to tell me why Yehorek Val Yavar in the first place, right? You're starting from scratch. Let's say you had nothing. You had no limudim. You had no limud of v'chai behem to tell you that you have to live, and you had no limud for any aveira of Yehorek Val Yavar. What would the default be? one might have said the default would be, let's go this way, the default would be Yavar Val Yehore. If the default would be Yavar Val Yehore, so it's not enough to tell me by the Svara by Ratzicha that there's no V'chai Behem. Very nice, there's no V'chai Behem, but why should it be Yehore Val Yavar in the first place if the default is Yavar Val Yehore? Right, what do you see from Rashi, Kaseder, it's a Rambam, also like that, Be'etzem? What do you see? That the default is Yehoreg Val Yavar. Be'etzem, everything should be Yehoreg Val Yavar. As I found, there's a Talmid, Rabbi Nachum used to bring, there's a Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, Taiching up Pshat and Rashi. He brings these Rashis, and he says, because Rashi holds, Shezehu Me'ikre Ho'emuna, that Yehoreg Val Yavar. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, don't do Avera X, any of it. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, don't do Avera X, any Avera. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't say, unless the guy's going to kill you. The Rebbeinu Shalom spoke in absolute terms. Don't do Avera X. So if the Rebbeinu Shalom said, don't do Avera X, that means it should be, Zeo Meikra and Munet Yarag Val Yavar. You believe the Rebbeinu Shalom said this? Then that's it. This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. End of story. We'll stop. So everything should be Yarag Val Yavar. Comes a Vachai Bahem and says, but the Rebbeinu Shalom says, live. Right. Now, what's the gather then of the limudim in the three places? The v'chai b'hem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said is not applicable to these three places. The limudim are, of these three places, there's no v'chai b'hem. That's what Rashi says all over. Therefore, the din is Yehoreg Val Yavar. Why? Because be'etzem mitzad the person, this is straight shasemes. Everything is Yehoreg Val Yavar. Everything should have been Yehoreg Val Yavar. No, the Torah said V'chai Behem. The Limud didn't come to tell you there's no V'chai Behem in these three affairs. That's the whole Yisayid. It's a Rashi. It's a Rashi with the Talmid Rebbeinu Yoina. All I need to say Yehoreg Val Yavar is tell me V'chai Behem wasn't said there. That means what? Be'etzem, everything should be Yehoreg Val Yavar. Why? Because the Eibishter said to do that. Nearness battle to Ratzon Hashem. And there's nothing other than the world. I have no business being here other than the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to be. And the Rebbeinu Shalom said, do this, don't do that. Don't do that means don't do that. Nikuda, don't do that. But the same Eibishter said V'chai Behem. So where is Gezokt? This Gezokt where he didn't say it. He didn't say it. As far as the Limudim tell me that it doesn't apply to this. That's Mamish this Yisai. The person is Etzim is Muchen even to them. Just the Eibishter said V'chai Behem. Where he said. Where he didn't say he didn't say. Even in the other Shitas, Taisis in Sanhedrin Dafayim Dalad Omer Beis is Muchach Fakert. It's Muchach that Taisis holds that that's the same question I ask you. Where there's no Limudim, if I didn't have a limud for Yehoreg Val Yavar, and I didn't have a v'chai b'hem, so we just saw Rashi, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, that the default is Yehoreg Val Yavar. Taisa Shita is the default is Yavar Val Yehoreg. The Gemara there has a suffix in Sanhedrin, if you say Yehoreg Val Yavar by a Ben Noach. If you say Yehoreg Val Yavar by a Ben Noach. Talk to Gemara. So if Tvek Taisa is a kashin, what's the tzad that you shouldn't say Yehoreg Val Yavar by a Ben Noach? V'chai b'hem wasn't said by a Ben Noach. Taisa kashin. So Tzai says, good, V'chai Behem wasn't said by Ben Noach, but you don't have the limud, maybe you don't have the limudim of Yehoreg Val Yavar by Ben Noach either. So what do you see from Tzai says? If you don't have a V'chai Behem, and you don't have a limud for Yehoreg Val Yavar, the default is Yavar Val Yavar. Right? Yavar Val Yavar. So in Tzai says, L'chayr, you see Faker. Right? You see Faker. So that, not like this. You're saying that Be'etzim, he said everything, the Eibishter said it, so you should have to die. You should have to die. Right? Kanira, that's true. Maybe there would have been a mokum, that there would have been some sort of a svara to say the Eibishter doesn't want, maybe, yeah, maybe not. But once you have the limudim, how does it work? According to Taisa Shita, you have limudim, what do you need v'chai b'hem for now? You anyway wouldn't be Yehoreg Val Yavar, and where you have the limudim, you have the limudim. So Taisa says, you have the limudim in these three places. I would have thought that that's Megala didn't call out Taisa, it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. In other words, here in these three places, the Rebbeinu Shalom expressed this nekuda, you have to be prepared to die, right? You have to be prepared to die. It didn't start with that. There might have been some outside svar or not, but once you have the limudim, it should have applied all over. What does V'chai Behem tell you? That in every place, other than these three places, the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying V'chai Behem. So you end up with the same thing. Where the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying V'chai Behem, he's saying V'chai Behem. Where if not, other than that, if not for that, it would have been, once you have these limudim, it's only with the limudim, without the limudim, but once you have the limudim, it would have been Yehoreg Val Yavar all over, if not for the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom said V'chai Behem. That's to be again the aim. Divrei Torah miskaimim. If you're nisbatel, Divrei Torah is Ratzon Hashem, is the Dvar Hashem. You're learning with the Rebbe Melamed Torah Lama Yisrael. You're learning from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How's the Dvar Hashem miskaimim in a Basar V'dom? The Dvar Hashem is only miskaimim in a Basar V'dom if the Basar V'dom realizes that he's nothing more than Ratzon Hashem. That be'etzem you're a nefesh, you're a neshama. Be'etzem you're a ruchni. If you're a ruchni, then that forges the clay kibble. His nusach d'sfasem says ukefi habitl la teira kein miskayem es boy kiven shehu ikur v'choshev etzloi. If the person establishes himself as a ruchni isnika person, the person is misbatel to the Ratzon Hashem, and he establishes himself as a ruchni isnika person, then divrei teira miskayem boy. That's the same idea of in this battle, everything is Ratzon Hashem. Everything is Ratzon Hashem. The third thing is later in the Parsha. Later in the Parsha, in the Shira, by the after the Bear, the Shira you have like this. So Darshan, what does it say there? It says, Mimidbar Matana, Matana Nachliel, Nachliel Ramos. So Chazal Darshan, Mayradik. Chazal Darshan like this. Mimidbar Matana, same idea. What are the Gemara in the Ayiriv and Daf Nun Dalit? The Midbar Matana, Misha Meisim Atzmei Kemidbar Hatayra Nitna Le Matana. Misha Meisim Atzmei Kemidbar Hatayra Nitna Le Matana. What's a Midbar? Nothing grows. A Midbar has no Kayach, it's not Matzmiach anything. The sand is not Matzmiach anything. You put something in the Midbar. If a person is Meisim Atzmei Kemidbar, then nothing. Nothing? Then matana, the Eibishter gives you Torah matana. What does that mean? Even if you're in this battle to the Ratzon Hashem, you can't come with a demand. I have a right to have Torah. The first initial thing is, even if you're in this battle to the Ratzon Hashem, that you're zeichet to Torah, you have to understand, is a bechin of a matana. Right? It says, doesn't say yogata and you earned. It says after all your yogata, it's called matzasa. It's called matzasa. So that's the first thing. Just it teaches us something every step. That's the other side of meimis atzmei. If some is meisim atzmei, kemidbar yizeichet atayr. If you're nizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have nothing of your own. Nothing can grow here. You can't be something, a wellspring of Torah. It's the Eibish, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. So then, if that's what you are, and that's how you set yourself up, you're right to get it, then the Eibish gives it to you, bimaton. Once you do have matana, there is a concept of something Chazal talk about. It becomes Torah delay, right? That's the next step. Umi matana. Once you have it and you internalize that Torah that you were given, again carrying on with your hisbatlus that you are nothing be'etzim, just all to Eibishter. So then, now your power is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now you get the Torah. Then you can internalize that Torah. Umi matana nachliya. And from utilizing that matan and internalizing it becomes a nachla of kela. It comes, you have that Rabbeinu Shel Olam's nachla in you. Now, once you have that, it can go to a person's head. So it says this. It can go to in a different place. It can go to a person's head afterwards, right? What does it say? The person could be. Could become this goy, and one could think that there's something of me in there, right? This ego can creep in there, that you begin to see. Oh, look at me, not bad. You know, you can hold yourself a bit. That's when you get to Ramos, and what happens? Right, misnasa bum, misnasa mi bumos, and then it says Hagai. The Eibishter mashpil you. The Eibishter throws you down, right? Because Torah cannot be miskayim if azayif, and the Eibishter throws you down. And then all is not lost. It's all part of a shira. Shira being a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The last part is, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom picks you up again. Once you do tshuva and you realize that you be'etzem shouldn't be gas ruach, you shouldn't be this gaiva with the thing. So then the Eibishter will give you. Then the Eibishter will. You can be on a high level, but just realize it's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kol zman you realize that you'll be on a high level, no problem. That's what comes out. So your meisim kemidbar, your zeichet to Torah becomes a nachla. And the Torah gives you the capacity that even if no one's perfect, even if you fall and it goes to your head, and you fall, you pick yourself back up with tshuva and be mischazik and realize that it's the Ratzon Hashem, and then you pick back up again. We say in Birchas Krishma, Mashpil Geim u'magvia shfolim. So what's the Pashup Shad? So there's two different things. So the Rebbeinu Shalom it makes the Rebbeinu Shalom sound a little contrary, you know? If a guy's on top of the game, so he's mashpil them. If a guy is a shuffle, the guy is a shfal ruach, so he's magbia him. Zokt, say over from Simcha Bunim and Fashischa, that it's talking about one person. The Eibishter is mashpil, if a person has his own ego, the Eibishter is mashpil him and gives him the hakara that he has nothing and everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why? To what end? To be able to, now that you realize that I've infused in you that hakara, that you be'etzem have nothing of your own, now you're roy for the greatest heights. Then is mashpil. It's mashpil geim, if a guy has the gaiva, if the guy has the gaiva, it's geim, it's not saying they makes into a balgaiva the shvalim. Mashpil geim, and then they realize they have nothing. Once they have nothing, and he's a shofel, and he realizes that he's a midbar, he has nothing beside himself, magbi a shvalim. The Eibishter picks him up and takes him, and he can be the highest levels. What do you have of our own? What do we have in Torah? Nothing. Zero. Absolutely nothing. What? The biggest balkishrin, mitzad atzmoy, ain't going to help him one bit. Torah won't be niskayim in him, if, unless he's meisim atzmoy kemidbar, unless it's odom ki yomus ba'il, ain't divrei Torah niskayim. Doesn't make a difference how big. So the biggest balkishrin, the garnished health. On the other hand, if you're nizbatzel to the Ratzon Hashem, it all starts with a matana. A matana, even the not biggest balkishrin is roy for the matana. If he's nizbatzel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're just as roy for the matana as the balkishrin is roy for the matana. So manav shach, there's no terutz in this guy's a bigger balkishrin, this guy has a better zikaron, and this guy has not. We're here for one purpose alone. Despite the fact what everything looks like, and despite the fact what people say. There's Torah, and then afterwards there's Torah. There's Ratzon Hashem. The world is for Ratzon Hashem. We're here for Ratzon Hashem. If the Eibishter would want, we shouldn't be here. The Eibishter happens to say V'chai Behem. But the attitude to be kind of Torah is, it's all Ratzon Hashem. The V'chai Behem Zeicha Ratzon Hashem. And the Ratzon Hashem is whatever. If you're in this battle and there's nothing more than Ratzon Hashem, you're Zoicha b'matana to get that Ratzon Hashem and the diburim of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is Torah, and it's Niskayim in you. Chas v'shalom, you become a Balgaiva, you'll have your Mapala, but you can always be Mischazik in that Hakorah that you are Be'etzim Meshofel, you have nothing of your own, and then you can become to the highest height. You can have nothing of your own and rise to the highest heights. All mikayach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that applies to anybody, Balkishrin or not. Shabbat.